producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me. No more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm going to switch up the Valentine's Day song, Super Don. It's going to be, don't you bring me flowers anymore. Don't you. Not you don't. Don't you. And it's a command. Don't you dare buy me flowers, young man.
Don't buy me, young lady, whatever it is.
I think you've confused a lot of people out there right now. Why would you be saying that?
Well, first and foremost, my wife said that. Don't you dare grab me flowers. Secondarily, there's this article you found, in fact. It says, flowers for Valentine's Day? Chances are you're wasting your time. Now, I don't know what they mean by that, wasting your time. Is it because you're not going to get lucky with flowers? What is the point of that? You're not. What does that mean, wasting your time? You mean the thought doesn't count?
Well, statistically speaking, apparently, they did a survey and they found that women, for the most part, really aren't interested in just getting flowers. They've moved on to other things now to, I guess, celebrate Valentine's Day.
Ooh, it says this. Nearly half of women are well and truly disappointed when they get flowers on the big day. So you've got a 50-50 chance of hitting a home run or totally striking out. That's why they're saying this. So it's not unusual. It's not unusual for some of them to say, no, don't bring me flowers.
Well, there you 70, go.
77%. Yeah, it's not on you or me. 77% stated they'd rather get something else instead of flowers. So we talked about organic chocolate with lots of cacao. Right? Cacao! Got to have it 70% or more.
Well, I mean, listen, I kind of get what they're saying here. I mean, I am sure a gesture of flowers is something that, you know, it's a nice thought, but 67% of those surveyed said they'd like to get something to or receive something that would last for life.
Ooh, $70,000 worth of diamonds, right?
Nearly a third, 30%, labeled flowers as a complete waste of money.
Well, the thing is, too, if you aren't going to an organic florist, and I know you don't tend to eat your flowers on Valentine's Day, but I want you to think about how much pesticide spray is being used on these flowers. A lot more than you would imagine. So it's another thing. If you ever smell those roses, they smell like chemicals, most of them, unless you, you know.
So I guess if you bought them plastic flowers, they would last for life, but then you're buying plastic, so.
I think the gift of hemp flowers would be perfect.
Hemp has, oh, I guess they do have, well, now wait a minute, hold on.
Why? Hemp buds?
You're talking about hemp, okay.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, hemp. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy your sweetheart a bag of weed.
Give the gift that you can keep on planting. All right. Seriously, here, let's first serious story of the hour, and we've got a lot to cover, and we do have some cannabis updates as well. This first story is about superbugs. Now, I didn't tell you this story, Super Don. When I was coming back, I was going to Dallas. I had to do a training, education silver training I was given to some medical people. And on the way there, you know, I get on the, it's a Southwest, so you pick where you want. I got on early enough to get like a really good exit row seat with Las Allegra. And then one of the last people on the plane, you have the, you know, only the middle seats are ready, and so everybody's shuffling in. So this cute young girl sits between me and another lady, and, you know, say hello, whatever. And then through the most of the flight, I'm actually editing and updating Unlock the Power to Heal. I've been working on it with TMB, Ty Bollinger, to get it going for the next events coming up. And then toward the end of the flight, we're on our descent, and I kind of look over at what she's doing. She's got rifling through lots of papers. And one of the words I happened to say was insulin. I was like, oh. So at that point, you know, I'm putting stuff away. I was like, oh, insulin, I see you. She said, yeah, and I noticed you're doing something like that. I said, yeah, in fact, I was writing about how to reverse diabetes. She's like, oh. And it turns out she's an emergency room physician. I mean, she could be my daughter. She's so young. I'm like, that's, you were talking about getting old. But she, you know, she's a nice lady, and she's studying some other nutritional things. She's presenting at a something she's leading. Anyways, very, very nice lady, married also to an orthopedist who she said her husband is not into any of this, not because he doesn't want to be, but because he needs to get board certified first, then he can start extending out. And this shows you the game of fear that's being played on doctors, right? You know it's the right thing to do this instead of that, but if you do that, you might risk your license, so you won't do that. You'll do this, which is wrong, and you know it's wrong, but you're going to wait 2 years to get your certification. Then now you have some leeway and flexibility. Again, of the many things wrong with modern medicine, you are frightened into doing the wrong thing. And you, even if you know it, you'll do it because you want to make sure you don't lose your license. And, of course, the license is what enslaves you. Doctors who have lost it ultimately are free. They feel free from it. Even though Dr. Batar fought to keep his, and he still has his, but he's been able to, you know, he's the unusual bulldog out there that says, come on and try and take it away from me, right? I dare you to knock it off, right? That's like the Robert Conrad thing that Dr. Batar does. So, anyway, that was an interesting aside, but as it relates to superbugs, we did get into that issue, because she's in an ER physician. I said, you know, I'm talking about strategies to reduce infection and reverse them. Especially because of the overuse and abuse of antibiotics. She says, oh, don't even get me started. I mean, they've got strains of Pseudomonas. They can't give one antibiotic. They have to give multiple antibiotics. So I didn't get into it with Silver. I gave her my card, and I said, if you and your husband want to chat more, whatever, let me know. Happy to do it. But here's a story about superbugs, a review of superbugs, and guess what their solution is to superbugs? And for the first time, it's not more antibiotics. For the first time ever. Right?
Well, listen, we've given these guys a hard time for a long time, because the more problem that we see coming from antibiotic use and overuse, they keep wanting to solve the problem with what started the problem. And we've poked fun at these guys for years over that. And finally, here comes this great scientist. A well-educated, well-respected scientist. Oh, no, wait a minute. He's not a scientist. He's the British Treasury Minister.
Yeah. The Treasury Minister.
The Treasury Minister.
What is he going to say, right?
I mean, he's really thinking outside the box here, I think, isn't he?
Outside the box, but inside the syringe. Let's just say it that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our response to superbugs needs to be more vaccinations.
Ah. Yeah. What?
Yeah, British Treasury Minister Jim O'Neill says we need more vaccines. What is a Treasury Minister doing opining on what we need medically to address superbugs? What does that tell you?
Treasury Minister, that means that he works with money.
Yeah.
Income, budgeting, purchasing, expenditures. So that makes him an expert on superbugs and vaccines, I guess.
Why? Because of the profitability.
Ah.
Remember we covered here in the States about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program? We asked our TMB, his CPA hat, put a CPA hat on. It's like, all right, let's say they paid out $3 billion in the United States since 1986 through this vaccine court, but they've taken in $85 billion. What happened to the other $82 billion? It's a profit center for government. It's the tax on vaccines is an absolute profit center for government. Jim O'Neill, Treasury Minister, of course, all of these at that level in the UK and America, wherever, all connected to the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. Of course, here is the United States, the Federal Reserve, which is not federal, nor does it have any reserves. But you have this commentary on vaccination from a Treasury guy. Why? Because it's about economics and perhaps even population reduction. There is no evidence to support the use of vaccines to reduce the manifestation of superbugs. None whatsoever. You know, he's like, we need more pneumococcal vaccine, the conjugate vaccine, because we can prevent 800,000 yearly deaths of children under five caused by streptococcus pneumonia. You know what? All we need to do is nebulize silver hydrosol. We can knock that out. But that's not something they can consider because the profitability ain't there. It's not patentable. It's not taxable in the same way other than, a sales tax. But this is an economic boon for the makers of, the global medical industrial complex and all that it entails, which means more disease.
Mm-hmm. In this article, they point out, namely, GSK and Pfizer.
Yep.
Big makers of vaccines.
Yeah.
This guy, listen, in numbers, he's crunching numbers, he's doing statistics, and it does add up in black and white numbers what it is. It's an interesting theory that he's got, and I can see how it makes sense if all you're looking at is vaccines versus antibiotics and the amount of antibiotics that's used and how, if theoretically vaccines prevented all of these infections and these diseases, that the use of antibiotics would go down. He even goes on to say here that in addition to the antibiotic problem with people, mm-hmm. that vaccines are also a great way for protecting livestock and fish from infections. So you're not right. using antibiotics there, okay, mm-hmm. which will help with the antibiotic use. But I think it's interesting that this Treasury, this O'Neill guy, the British Treasury Minister, he's got all of his experience in finances through his former employer.
Who might that be?
He's a former Goldman Sachs chief accountant.
Yeah. The most profitable industry on planet Earth, bar none, better than the oil industry, is the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Nothing comes close. And he's Goldman Sachs. Where does Goldman Sachs make its money? You start seeing the weave all the way through this, and you begin to understand it has nothing to do with health, nothing to do with preventing illness. It's about selling stuff. And in this case, selling syringes. Instead of drugs, which we know have all gone off patent for the most part. Where are the new blockbuster antibiotics? They're not there. Therefore, these are mostly generic and cheap as dirt. In fact, you can go to certain retailers in America and your pay is free or maybe a dollar. We just can't have that. Let's sell something that we can actually make money on. Goldman Sachs wants you to know. And it ain't to prevent the use of antibiotics. It's just that antibiotics are too cheap to use. All right, folks, Mickey D's. Only they can screw up a kale salad. How do they do it? We'll get to that after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I think we've covered enough of the Zika virus. I mean, we haven't mentioned Zika today at all. There's an article by Dr. David Brownstein on Zika. I think Dr. Brownstein may be with us at, if I'm not mistaken, at the Total Health Show 2016. That's in April in Toronto, Canada. Ty Bollinger will be there. I'll be there. The Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, will be there. Rachel Parent will be there. The dynamic young lady who's been so outspoken and such an advocate of clean food and GMO labeling and all of that. And she took on some major heavy hitters there in Canada, if you remember, Rachel Parent, as this teenager, just dwarfing the small minds of the so-called elected officials or bureaucrats on the issue of genetically engineered foods.
Right. So yeah, you know, this article by Dr. Brownstein, it's a good article. He's not really saying anything new.
Nothing we haven't already covered.
We haven't already said. He's kind of pointing out some of the obvious things that, especially the great articles that Rappaport's put out over the last week or two.
Yeah, I think between John and what we do here, we're right on the front lines because we're more suspicious than anybody with any new viral pronouncement as a viral cause of disease because we see through it from the get-go where others have kind of slowly come about. And that's not a critique so much as it's just an acknowledgement. But doctors, they tend to believe the viral cause of disease by their training first, so it's harder for them to shake it. And you know, so I'm glad Dr. Brownstein's written about it as well. But in case you haven't heard, the Zika virus causes basically nothing. It certainly isn't the cause of microcephaly. And go back and listen to any of our shows in the last week or two since this thing broke, and even an interview we did with John Rappaport. And you'll hear we've been on top of that story from basically the beginning. We called the BS as it is. Now, if you're still eating McDonald's, you're probably not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's okay if you're using the restroom. They keep them pretty clean, I hear. But to eat there, come on. Come on, really? What are you doing? Now, we're probably one of the first to point out the absurdity of McDonald's coming out with a kale salad, right? But I didn't know how bad it would be. A good Natural News article on this about their kale salad. Supposedly, it's got more calories. Not that we're against calories, but it's got more fat and sodium than a double Big Mac. And I don't know the quality of the fat. I know the sodium's not going to be sea salt or Celtic salt. It's not going to be good salt. It's going to be refined salt. But the fat, I don't know. Likely trans fats, hydrogen, I don't know. But there's a, you know, how hard has it got to be? It's like, let's make a kale salad, but how are we going to get people to buy it? I know. Let's put more calories, fat, and sodium than a double Big Mac. I love it.
And I love in this article, this was written by Sarah Landers over on Natural News. You know, it's a good point to make here that tossing kale into meals doesn't make them healthier. So
right.
It's not like, you know, kale has some kind of magical properties. You know, you just sprinkle kale on a dog turd, you know, it's like, oh, now it's wonderful and it's great. You know, it's lipstick on a pig in a lot of these cases, but they add kale to it because people think kale, oh, well, kale, now it's nutritious, now it's healthy, and now I'll eat it and it'll be good for me, but when really they're just trying to take advantage of a health fad.
The health fad, right? Let's throw it on some crispy chicken, which the chicken are going to be raised in
people
filthy
people who really like
cathos.
Kale, they eat kale the right way, okay? Because
yeah.
Here's the thing. I've had kale before. Kale is gross, man, okay? I mean, it's not like you just go, let me eat some kale, this is yummy. You know, it's something that's a good ingredient, and you, well, okay, look, some people might like it, okay? It's kind of like wheatgrass.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I've done shots of wheatgrass juice before, and some people just look at that stuff and be like, you know, why are you putting that horrible green crap, you know, in your mouth, yuck. I kind of like it, so I suppose you could develop a taste for kale. But generally speaking, it's not like eating romaine lettuce, okay? It's kind of bitter, but it has a high nutritional, you know, a profile. So, but, you know, if you throw kale into a McDonald's salad, it's not like suddenly that salad becomes something that is good for you.
Yeah. Well, listen, somebody screwed up. They didn't listen to our guidelines here. In regards to kale in a antibiotic-laced chicken, that it wouldn't be better for you. And they could have asked Homer.
No!
He would have told them right there. He would have known.
I know. I've never heard Homer go, kale.
Right. I remember his beer, but I would love to hear Homer go, kale. Give me more kale. Maybe if it was kale beer, that would be it. Well, I hope you all are having a wonderful Valentine's Day. We're having a good time here broadcasting healing like nowhere else in the media. It is the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com through GCN, our syndicator. And we've got some more healing to go, including a cannabis update coming up after the break. You know you want it. You know that's what they want instead of flowers.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria.
Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Another great article by John Rappaport at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, on individuality, fear of individuality. It really is, it's another aspect of what's wrong with modern medicine. It's, basically collectivism. The way they apply all these drugs, even this guy, that Treasury guy that we quoted from, something O'Neill. I wonder if he's related to Paul O'Neill, who was the Treasury Secretary here years ago. Because it's all incestual at that level. It's all the lizard bloodlines and who knows what the hell's going on there. But not a Valentine's happy story when you talk about vaccines for everyone. That'll stop us from having to use antibiotics. The idea, again, it's all coming down to economics. And the idea, of course, for a guy to say that, yes, vaccines for everyone. Why? Because, well, it's a collective ideology. If we get enough of you shot up, then we can claim that there's herd immunity, like you're a bunch of cattle.
Well, it's very, it's very simple. I mean, to somebody like that who's looking simply at numbers, I mean, theoretically, more vaccines will mean less infections. And if you have less infections, then people have to take less antibiotics. Ta-da!
Yes, but it isn't that. As we kind of concluded, this was an economic push. This guy's a Goldman Sachser. And you get beyond that, and you realize GSK and Pfizer, and the stakes are very high. And if the so-called stock markets, whether it be Wall Street or otherwise, are going to keep going, they need stuff they can trade on that has profit. And we are, you know, on the precipice of another flight out of Wall Street, another boom-bust cycle. The bust is coming on some level. And, you know, what are they going to do to keep it going? Keep vaccinating people, not the least of which, as we know, the impact of injecting heavy metals into little babies, much less adults, is some level of dementia, if it's autism in childhood or Alzheimer's later in life. You know, as long as you can keep people out of the ability to think clearly and act on clear thoughts, you're less likely to be overthrown as a world elite, whether you're unelected bureaucracy or bureaucratic oligarchy. So for me, whether each individual knows the game fully, they're participating on some level willingly for their personal profit and gain. And that's not a very loving thing to do on Valentine's Day or any other day. That's my point. Well, you know, what is a loving thing to do? I said, you know, the gift of cannabis, the gift of CBD, the gift of, for those of you in the states that allow it, the full-on form of cannabis. I guess we gotta visit our friends in Great Britain again, because this story comes from across the pond there, y'all listening on UK Health Radio. Kieran McCrory, age 38, was given just 9 months to live. But now doctors have told him his tumor has stopped growing and no other treatment is needed. Terminally ill dad. He went ahead and said, you know what? I know it's illegal, but it's immoral to not do it for myself, much less for my wife, I have kids, whatever. He took cannabis oil, and it's illegal in Britain. And his brain tumor stopped growing. Given, I mean, think about it. This is like right to try all over again here. And it's happening in Great Britain, or anybody that signed on to the International Treaty Against Narcotic Trafficking, which I think you found out goes back to, what, 1961 or 62?
Where cannabis was included? Yeah, this was back there was a UN convention. I forget what it was now, but where there actually, and there are several treaties that are incorporated into this, with this one thing that happened back in the 60s. That basically, you know, was supposed to control the trafficking, the movement, the distribution, the growing of cannabis, and keeping it a Schedule One. And it also created a separate body that was put in charge of monitoring the whole thing on a global scale.
Yeah, so you're policing the police. You're policing the police state. Now, of course, the war on drugs has been an abject failure. It's been very profitable for secret organizations, secretive organizations like the CIA and others who participate in running drugs across state lines, much less international lines. And, of course, the idea here is to make it one world. Everybody should be in a line and have the same laws. Now, of course, the people in the states are fighting back. 23 states, the District of Columbia as well, push back on federal prohibition against cannabis. But as I say, and you know, you validated it too for me, Super D, by going back in time, these are treaties that are operating so far beyond the Constitution that when you say and scratch your head, why isn't the federal government pulled cannabis off of Schedule One? Because if they do, they'll have to violate their treaty that they're signatory on. The states are not signatories to the treaty. The people are not signatories to the treaty, but the feds are. And so they don't want to be fined. That's going to have to change. Those treaties are going to have to change. And I'm sure Britain is party to it as well. Kieran McCrory, a father of one, married. He took cannabis oil for a year, and the doctor said the tumor stopped growing, and they don't need to do anything else at this point. And he's going to continue using it to see if it'll shrink down further. And, you know, it's not like he's not willing to do conventional, as they call it, chemo, if he has to. But How beautiful is it that he doesn't have to? He's got more time with his wife and his child. You can see the picture of him. You know, he's on a walking cane, what he's been through. And he stopped the tumor in his tracks with cannabis oil, an oil that is illegal in Great Britain and much still of the United States. Now, I will say this, just so I need to remind you folks every time, because I have a lot of new listeners as well, that despite what you hear, CBD, cannabidiol, one of the cannabinoids of the hemp plant, cannabis plant, is not illegal. It's not considered psychoactive. It can be sold as a dietary supplement, and it's available right now. It can be shipped to you directly, or you can go to a local mom-and-pop health food store that is courageous enough to do the right thing and carry it. Cannavest.com, C-A-N-N-A-V-E-S-T.com. They even have a nice discount code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners. RSB15 gets you 15% off any or all of those products. Wow, this guy was interviewed on BBC. He says, I just want to live. I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not out there selling drugs, and I don't run a drugs factory. You can't afford to put up restrictions when you're fighting for your life. I will be taking this oil for the rest of my life. I want to get to the age of 80, he says. And he wasn't supposed to live to the age of 39, much less 38. Because at 36, he was given a death sentence. Right to try. Now, the right to try, as I said, expanded out. We've got the 10th Amendment Center, and Michael Mahari has they interviewed me about this right to try concept. And my agreement with the right to try is just an expanded agreement, because it means the right to try at any stage in your life. And this is one thing. When you go to a liberal leftist and you go to a conservative rightist, most often than not, they will agree that it is not the government's role or responsibility to prohibit you from trying things to save your life at the end stage. The question is, what do they believe about the rest of your life? What about in the middle of your life, the beginning of your life, the life of your kids? Would then they agree that the federal government has a role in prohibiting you from using something that they don't agree with or haven't approved of? Was the interesting thing about Governor Jerry Brown? It passed overwhelmingly in California, a leftist Democratic state, the right to try. It went up to Governor Jerry Brown's desk. Guess what he did? He said, you know, let's give the federal government a little more time to figure this thing out. They should have impeached him right then and there. And that is he's a so-called loony lefty at this point. There's no question. He's also the governor that signed into law SB 277. He could have stopped. He could have vetoed it and said that we don't have a problem here. Violate religious freedom? No, that's not constitutional. But they don't want to defend your religious beliefs unless those religious beliefs are the belief in science, however faulty that science is. Scientism. This is the left's new religion. We can't have kids not being vaccinated, because then they might run around infecting others. Never mind that those who are being vaccinated are shedding viruses. Never mind the potential for autism, or if you don't believe autism, then how about a brain encephalopathy of some kind that could result in paralysis or even death? $3 billion plus paid out, taxpayer dollars, right? The families of children who have been injured or killed. Don't tell me it doesn't happen. Happens a lot more than they acknowledge. We can't have that. It's medical collectivism once again. The right and the power of the individual must be crushed, must be diminished, or else our power as collectivist overlords will be diminished or eliminated. That's why I want you to read the fear of individuality, the fear of the individual. It's a real fear. Where in grade school, high school, elementary, college, where are they teaching courses on the power of the individual, the freedom of the individual, the rights of the individual? No, you have a course like that, it will be protested by students that can't handle anything but safe speech zones. Or no speech zones. Zones where we have speech that can't offend the collectivists. Cannabis. Why wouldn't a leftist governor sign the right to try in California? No, we need to give the feds a little bit more try. Our overlords know better. Do they really? I would disagree with that statement. Cannabis. Good stuff. The more you learn about it, the more you realize it is helpful, not harmful. It is beneficial in healing, as it's not addictive. And whether you decide to use it recreationally is a decision for you to make. If you're using it medicinally, more power to you.
Well, and one thing I guess you got to throw in there is quite often, like in this particular case with this guy, mm-hmm. okay, what you're going to see is you're going to see the critics, the skeptics are going to come back and say that because he initially underwent surgery and radiation,
mm-hmm.
that is the reason why the tumor stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is that he, you know, he got the radiation treatment. Then they gave him a prognosis of you know, 9 months.
Death, yeah.
And he was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took the cannabis oil for a year. Tumor stopped growing. Unfortunately, because he got the radiation treatment, they'll fall back on that. And they'll just say, well, this is just anecdotal. But, you know, to me, yeah. just trying to inject some logic into the situation,
yeah.
how big of a mountain of anecdotal evidence do you have to have before you're going to say, you know what, perhaps they're right.
Right. And, of course, anecdotal. I mean, we talk with Dr. Cornelia Franz from the Franz Center, and she's a pediatrician on Friday's show. Please go back and listen to that. Very important show. A doctor who's willing to speak out about these vaccines and medical collectivism. If it's anecdotal and it happens to your child, that's 100%, man. Do you care about a collective or your kid or yourself or your life? And, of course, in doing so, then can you genuinely care for others? Not until then, of course. We had a question of the day on, iHealth. I'm going to do that with Dr. Bitar tomorrow for Advanced Medicine. When we come back from this break, fart attacks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You ever have a question or comment, just come on over to robertscottbell.com. Submit it there. We'll get to it on the air, sometimes off the air. Sometimes I might even call you. That's a surprise that when that happens. Like, what? Really? Well, it happens. When the spirit moves me, I'll do it. In the meantime, 866-939-BELL. Upcoming events, the IAOMT conference. March 11th and 12th in Orlando, oral metal toxicology. That's, you know, the docs and dentists really concerned about mercury and other heavy metals. The California Jam 2016, March 18th through 20th in Costa Mesa, California. That's a big one. TMB, RSB, Dr. Mercola, Air Elizabeth, who else? I mean, this is just the paleo cardiologist, Jack Wolfson. I mean, this is going to be an amazing, amazing weekend event. I hope if you're in anywhere on the West Coast or anywhere you want, come on over. March 18th through 20th, Total Health 2016, April 8th through 10th in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and TMB, RSV, and the DACA Detox, Dr. Darrell Wolf. It's all there and linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Speaking of toxins, the feds are now going to investigate the rubber turf for cancer links. The Obama administration just approved, I don't know how many trillions of dollars for this, $2 million initial study budget, which is pennies, I know. Because they said that there are a lot of athletes that are suffering from cancer, including soccer goalies, who are the majority of them. But my perspective here is if you're going to acknowledge the potential of toxins to cause a cancer, why aren't you investigating the toxins you're injecting into children in the guise of vaccines? I think that's the shocker here. They would acknowledge a link between toxins and cancer and completely look the other way when it comes to injecting toxins into babies, defenseless babies. It's a cognitive dissonance, and it's a problem across the board in the medical and political arena. And then you get $1.8 billion that's going to be dedicated to, what, stopping the spread of Zika, when Zika has not been proven to cause anything. In fact, if anything, the studies have shown that it is definitely not the cause of microcephaly, the abnormal small-sized-headed babies. All right, from there, I know you've been waiting to hear about what you thought I said was heart attacks. I didn't. I did say fart attacks. I did, didn't I?
Of course. What better way to end the Valentine's Day show than with fart attacks?
Yeah. Right. I should subtitle this Catholic High School Girls in Trouble. No, Catholic High School Girl Teachers in Trouble. Or maybe elementary school teachers. Because this junk food addict Kelly Hayford. She's now an author of a book, If It's Not Food, Don't Eat It. Her wake-up story was when she just could not hold the gas in any longer in a group of students, and she let one rip. It was a stinkeroo. A stinkeroony. And boy, oh boy, did she have a smart idea. She's in a Catholic school, and I just don't know how many times she got to hit. He got hit by the nun, by the ruler, because of what she did. She says, you know what I'll do, strategically here? I'm in a room with a bunch of kids. I'll just blame them. She stinks it up, and she blames the kids. And the kids all laugh, and they point at each other. No, it didn't. And then one of the kids wasn't falling for it in the back of the room. They said, nah, it was her. It was our teacher. It was Miss Hayford. And she was caught dead to rights.
This is a very funny story. If you have the time to read this, I mean, just one little snippet here. She's getting ready to have one of these attacks.
Yeah.
She said, I stood as still as possible, clenched every muscle possible, and silently prayed to every saint possible, all the while continuing my geometric discourse on right angles. And she just goes on to talk about how she had this horrible episode. And then when she let one loose, she blamed the kids.
Right. Ew, gross. Yeah, the right angle went right out her bottom. And, you know, her message is a good one. You know, she had a problem. It may have started with parasites in Morocco, but she started focusing on food. You know, it wasn't about drugs. It wasn't necessarily even about supplements for her. But really, correct the food. How many times did I eat in my young life and end up with all kinds of gastrointestinal distress? And, oh, it wasn't the food. Or if it was, guess what I did? Back in the days before Nexium and Prevacid, it was Tums and Rolaids. It was antacids, right? And now it's, you know, let's stop the production of acid in your stomach. And, of course, then you can't even absorb the cancer drug that you want. No, you don't want that. But remember, that was the story we kind of opened with, that you use a little bit of Coca-Cola to acidify your stomach so you can absorb cancer drugs. By the way, why did you have cancer? Probably because you weren't digesting the food that you were eating. If there were even any minerals in it, they weren't getting into your body. And, of course, cancer, immune deficiencies, mineral deficiencies, toxicological burdens on the body. So, moms, dads out there, Catholic teachers, don't blame the kids for farts that you let loose on. Just correct the problem by changing what you eat, how you eat. And if you need some remedies, we got them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You don't know what they are? Call me, ask me, or go read Unlock the Power to Heal, and you'll learn it there. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar as we continue on our broadcast healing, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.